happen. Right now, time for Trash on the Table, thanks to a little push from D'Amico Ryans. Hit it, Rockstar.
Who's been arrested?
New this morning, a police department in California is taking an unusual approach to catch porn pirates red-handed.
Porch pirates, yes.
Oh, pardon me.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. I start with a Dear Abby for you guys. Dear Abby, I've been married for 37 years. During that time, my husband has cheated on me and fathered several children.
Uh-oh.
As we grow older, I have begun to think about final arrangements. If he dies, would I be wrong for not giving him a funeral? I feel it would be disrespectful to me if the children that resulted from his affairs and possibly their mothers were there. Although my daughters love their father, I believe they would support my decisions. Signed, Angry Wife in Georgia.
I mean, the weird thing to Angry Wife in Georgia is you still are married to him.
Just leave
me. But you don't want to give him a funeral.
How do you think Abby answered this one?
Oh. Jim was really good at this last time we did this.
Not as good on this one, I don't think.
I'd say, Dear Angry, you're married to him. Giving him a funeral seems like less of a commitment than staying married to him.
Oh, Abby cracks back. Dear Angry Wife, you are under no obligation to have a funeral or memorial for your cheating husband. If his sisters, brothers, mistresses, and their children would like to give him one, they can assume the responsibility. If you still feel the way you do today after his demise, you and your daughters and some close friends of yours can go out for a nice lunch or dinner to acknowledge the occasion. P.S. Devil's food cake for dessert would be appropriate.
Ooh, I do like devil's food cake.
Drinks are on me.
I do too. Boy, this is a lot of drugs. Man from Utah was arrested this week when police found almost $4 million worth of illicit drugs in his car in Arizona.
Would you be sweating that drive?
Ooh.
Knowing you had pass. $4 million in it?
Logan Peterson, 30, was pulled over on Interstate 15. According to KUTV, they said Peterson, quote, appeared extremely nervous during the traffic stop. I guess so. That's when the K-9 unit came out. Can you imagine looking in the rear view and seeing the K-9 dogs
Don't
coming?
You just crank it back and gun it at that point?
When the vehicle was searched, here's what police found. 6 1-gallon jugs weighing a total of 66 pounds filled with a liquid substance that tested positive for meth.
How did that get in here?
6 bricks of cocaine, which weighed over 13 pounds. Oh. 1,000 packages of candy infused with THC that weighed 206 pounds. That's a lot of gummies. And 2.2 pounds of MDMA.
That's not mine.
I've got a tire iron back there somewhere and maybe an old driver. I don't know how the rest of this got in here.
Sad story coming up for Super Bowl 54.
Oh, no.
What can be sad about the Super Bowl?
Apparently, Mr. Peanut is passing away at the age of 104.
They're
going to
kill him off during the Super Bowl?
Quote, it is with heavy heart. So we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old, according to Samantha Hess, Planters brand manager at Kraft Heinz.
Good run for him.
He will be remembered as the, Legume.
He's a peanut man.
Yeah, it's peanut.
Legume, who always brought people together for nutty adventures at a good time. We encourage fans to tune in to Mr. Peanut's funeral during the third quarter of the Super Bowl to celebrate his life. Now, Mr. Peanut's death comes the same day as Planters released their new Super Bowl pregame advertisement. The video shows Mr. Peanut driving the Nutmobile with his pals. If you ever watched, what was the show on FX with the two doctors? Not Skin Deep.
Nip Tuck.
Matt Walsh is one of the drivers with Mr. Peanut. The other, Wesley Snipes.
Of course.
Now, when the crew sees an armadillo in the road, that's when Mr. Peanut is forced to swerve, causing the vehicle to spin out of control. The trio then jumps out of the Nutmobile and clings to a tree branch as the vehicle crashes into a deep canyon below.
I love that they're just telling the whole plot.
How do you have to watch the commercial?
And then we say,
now,
eat Planters.
Now, when the trio realizes the branch will soon break because of their combined weight, Mr. Peanut lets go and sacrifices himself to save his friends.
You know, these things happen in threes, so the Kool-Aid Man and Captain Crunch better look out.
What does Mr. Peanut weigh, a pound?
Maybe.
Not even. Probably half an ounce.
Give me the backstory on Mr. Peanut, Rocky.
Mr. Peanut, Planters had an idea 101 years ago to have they needed a mascot, so they asked for people to draw it. And this kid, who was probably 13 or 14, submitted the drawing that you see today. How much do you think he got paid for? He won. How much do you think he got paid for?
$5.
$5 exactly.
Oh, wow.
He wears a monocle, right, Mr. Peanut?
And a cane.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny, though, when the first responders show up in this commercial, they run up to him, Mr. Peanut, what happened? He says, it feels like I got kicked in the nuts. He's a peanut.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Hey, how about this? Karate Kid is possibly advancing to Broadway, according to Entertainment Weekly. Original screenwriter Robert Mark Kamen, currently adopting the iconic 1984 classic into a musical. According to Kamen, he told Entertainment Weekly, quote, 5 sequels, 2 television shows later, amazingly, the characters and the story still resonates with audiences the way it did when the film was first released.
Well, he should have said, Dunaway, it's when they came to the wreckage, what happened? He says, I was assaulted.
Much better, much better.
I feel it's something amazing. Wrong here. Dig a little deeper and you'll feel nuts.
It is amazing. I did 7.5 minutes at the start, though.
Really?
24 minutes.
24. You were supposed to.
I only remember 7.
We've got a man dismissed from a local winery when more than 5,000 liters of wine went down a floor drain. He will not be getting his job back. Now, the incident happened at Mission Hill Winery on November 19, 2018, according to documents, with the total loss of wine amounting to 5,600 liters of Sauvignon Blanc. Now, that wine loss, according to the winery, amounted to an estimated 630 cases or over $162,000 in retail value.
Oh, man. A bad mistake.
He did file a grievance.
Yeah, he filed a grievance to get hired. I'm wrongfully terminated. What am I fault?
They said no.
I didn't put the drain there.
Did rightfully terminate you. New research has put a lens on the various emotions we experience in the workplace as 2,000 workers and 250 managers opened up about what gets under their skin in the office and how they express their emotions. Now, in collaboration with Total Jobs and a study by the Ruskin University, they've revealed stark statistics on the workplace behavior of men, women, and millennials. The findings show how many of us are being, quote, emotionally triggered by our 9-to-5s and made to feel a variety of emotions. Now, described as the Big Six, researchers found that the work environment either brings people joy, surprise, anger, sadness, disgust, or fear. But the biggest cause of these is not by work itself, which many would expect, but instead by our colleagues. Statistics indicate that men are more emotional in the workplace than women. I've seen that.
Yeah.
But also remark that women are more likely to experience stress and frustration while on the job. Men tend to be more emotionally invested in their projects than women and experience negative feelings if they've missed a deadline or go over budget. Men were also found to be twice as likely as women to take criticism to heart or get upset if they feel their ideas are being ignored, with 43% resorting to shouting in a bid to blow off steam. Men are also more likely to take drastic action fueled by emotion, being 20% more likely to quit a job when times are tough than women. So it is true, man. Over my 22 years here, I have seen more men have meltdowns than women.
Yeah. Oh,
not
yeah.
even close.
Yeah.
What I as a guy who used to do that a lot in the workplace, I look back now as I was insecure in my performance ability or job security. And it caused me to lash out when things weren't going my way.
I don't think I've ever seen you lash out. I've seen you rub the temples.
That was
these more, are the AM days.
I was more internalizing. No, back in the television days, I was
a little more vocal.
I got upset way too much. Yeah. I've written apology letters.
Really, written apology letters,
handwritten letters.
A lot of exclamation points.
I have not gotten to all of you yet if you're listening.
Now, is this your therapist telling you to do this?
No. It's just an end-of-life thing. I want to make sure I say
end of life.
Sorry.
Get your affairs in order.
Well, Dunaway's in hospice.
I don't want to go the route of Mr. Peanut and not say I'm sorry to these people who had to put up with me at the workplace.
Would you let go of the branch for us?
What now?
Would you let go of the branch?
No. You want me to die?
Well, I'm saying if we're all hanging on a branch, somebody's got to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would take a bullet for you guys, yes. Because I've lived a charmed life. I'd let it happen. That's Trash on the Table brought to you by
our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call 815-9200 or online mortgageright.com.
Assaulted, much better.
It was a good line.
Thank you.
Took him a whole other story to come up with it.
Though, yeah. So. See, that's just it. You didn't have it on time.
Nobody paid attention to that one story.
Verno's next.